say we go dancing.
I'm in.
Let's go dancing.
Okay, but not somewhere I'm gonna feel worse about myself when no one's interested because I'm fat.
Maybe the universe is telling me that I should fuck that cute virgin and give him the great first time experience that I never had.
That's not karma, that's statutory rape.
You're such a Sex in the City
podcast.
I'm a lost cause. Go on without me. Save yourselves.
Shut up, you bitches! I called the cops!
Fuck my car!
Yeah, keep talking. I'll come down there and cut it off for you.
Gay boyfriends are the loophole of monogamy.
I'm a 34-year-old nerd.
I don't mind. It turns me on.
Part of
get
it.
Get me into the mood.
It's part of your erotic foreplay. Like, that's your version of smooth jazz playing in the background. It's just cats fucking.
Yeah. Or Cardi B or something. Sometimes
cats
both.
Mating. That's your Spanish fly.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer the term cats fucking.
Cats stooping if they're Jewish cats.
Some cats cuck. Interesting fact.
Ooh,
it's a very specific soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a way to get into this episode.
It's no better than any of our other ways of doing it.
So I guess without further ado, I should just say, April Lotshaw, you're such a Sex in the City podcast.
I know I am. And Daryl, birds of a feather, you also are such a Sex in the City podcast.
Aww.
But more than anyone else, guess what? Our guest this week, Wubsavell, you are such a Sex in the City podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what that means, but I appreciate it.
It's an incredible compliment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Technically, it's a gang, so you have to wear our colors. But
there's only 92 or 94 people that are part of this gang. Maybe less, because we do have a few repeats.
And we do have a few VIBs, very important bitches.
Mm-hmm. Those are our fans.
Do I have to get jumped in or fucked in? How does it happen?
If it was a Sex and the City gang, you probably would have to get fucked in somehow. Yeah.
Or maybe just write an article.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe have a sassy best gay friend or something.
Oh, no, I don't, consort with people going to hell.
You're trying to keep your own soul from being contaminated.
Right.
There you go. That's something these ladies should think about.
Mm-hmm. But isn't this show is written by gay dudes, right?
Yes. It was created by a gay man, and the showrunner was a gay man.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
It really does.
It does.
They seem like they're, gay dudes.
You're very correct.
They did have a lot of female writers on the staff, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
they had to try and get a feminine element in there.
Right. But,
the original book was written by a woman.
Oh,
this was all.
Okay.
This series was off of a book.
Yeah, a novel.
Yeah, that was written by a woman.
Women can write, too.
Mm.
They can do that now?
I heard they could do almost anything.
I mean, I never said she wrote it. Maybe she dictated it or something.
She had a man ghostwrite it for her.
Yeah, like that Emily Bronte.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Bronte is what you're thinking of.
Isn't there an Emily, too? No. There's multiple Brontes.
There were three Bronte sisters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, how many Bronte men are there? Just one.
How many brawny men?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Paper towels.
Yeah.
Gotta make them sexy.
Yeah,
How do we make them sexy?
He was a pickup artist.
He was.
The brawny guy.
He was. He
the
read the game.
Pickup artist.
Why do you think he wore flannel? And why do you think he negged all those single housewives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who had all these messes that they just couldn't clean up themselves.
Yeah.
You don't think you could clean that up? Yeah, you can't. I can, though.
Mm-hmm, that mess between their legs. I can clean that up.
I can help you
out
with that.
It's an extra big spill between your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to take one paper towel.
I'm that good.
So I get to fuck you and I get your money. Capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, okay, so let's dive right in.
Okay.
Wub.
Yeah.
What is your knowledge so far of Sex and the City?
Well,
have you ever seen it before, or do you just know things from pop culture?
I know a few minor things from pop culture. I didn't know that they drank Cosmos, apparently. I thought they were martinis or something, but...
Well, I guess it is a variation of a martini.
It's just as alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just pink.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, a lot of booze.
Pink. And I remember seeing a few episodes when it first came out.
Like, when it originally aired.
Yeah.
Do you have any impressions from those or any scenes you remember, maybe?
I mean, it... when I reflect back on it, and now that we think about the whole gay element, it's very Oscar Wilde, you know, kind yes. of feeling.
They're kind of farcical.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone's being witty and stuff.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah. Gay guys aren't that witty.
No one's ever that witty.
Mm-mm. They don't have, period. Like, a one-liner always chambered.
You don't know the same gay dudes I know.
Really?
And that's still... a stereotype, so I feel bad playing on it, and I probably should, and this will be a hate crime in later years, but like, my God.
That would be a cool thing now to see, though, in our woke society, is like a gay guy that's on TV that just has like always no quips. He's just always like,
yeah, like
shut up,
running for president. That, like that one.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a gay actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
not this... a very good one. Usually no. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
As long as they're making yeah, sweeping sad. Statements.
I mean, the casting is not endless, but almost there.
Anyhow, boom. So, anything oh, yeah. else you know about Sex and the City?
I'm guessing they're all whores or something. I remember that.
Well, they're pretty promiscuous.
Or no, one is like not, right? One's a prude or something?
One is pretty uptight and traditional. With her sexual escapades, but I'm not saying Charlotte doesn't get laid a lot.
Yeah, and then there's one who's, like, extra ho-ish, like, she's very promiscuous, and she's like, I love fucking, and men are like, I love you, and she's like, shut up, go away. So, you get the different sides
of the
spectrum.
Is that
the
one that was a mannequin?
Yes.
Yes, Kim Cattrall.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays Samantha in Sex and the City.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's the hoe. Right now, she has a hot, like, 22-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, really?
It's true.
He's and she's, like, 40-something.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. I'm sure she had him in real life as well.
We can only hope for his sake.
I do feel like that would have been a sweet day at the office. You have, you know, like, you're obviously a cool guest star on this TV show, and you get to fuck Kim Cattrall, too. And get paid?
It's not bad. It's not
even,
bad.
Even if I it's mean, only the fake fucking.
Yeah.
It's like I've fake fucked Kim Cattrall from Mannequin.
Mm-hmm. I'd like that on my resume.
I would put that on my resume if I was applying to Staples. I'd be like, this is important that you know this about me.
I fake fucked this Kim Cattrall in an episode of Sex and the City.
A lot of people have fake fucked, even people they really fucked. You know?
Yeah, like, that's true.
That's fair. Really. That's fair.
And, I will not fake fuck you if you hire me.
Mm-hmm. Wink.
I will really fuck you.
Daryl Williams. Anyhow, I don't want to cut you off, Wub, because we keep doing that because we are so goddamn excited to be spreading the good word of Sex and the City, but just everything that comes to your brain right now that you feel you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Spit it out there.
I don't know much about it. That's almost the extent of what I know.
That's
I mean, I remember, the horse face chick is one of them.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's one of them. Yeah. Okay,
Carrie
she's the
Bradshaw.
Lead.
She's just starting to date a...
this, like,
I guess what you would you call him a
avant-garde artist.
Artist, yeah, some performance artist kind of guy.
We'll get into that with you.
And she writes a fucking
she does
sex
a column.
Blog,
right? Yeah.
She has a column in a like a New York rag magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Star.
Mm-hmm.
And and then Miranda, she's just basically told her baby daddy that she's still in love with him.
There's a lot of shit hitting the fan when you're coming in on this. And
yeah,
I say that as a good thing.
Because
that means it's like beefy, thick episodes.
Yeah, they're definitely giving a lot of a lot of stuff to these characters when I feel like in maybe two seasons ago, they weren't getting a lot of, you know,
some of them had very forgettable.
Yeah, certain characters wouldn't even be seen in the whole episode. And you're like, well, I guess we're just not talking to this girl for this time.
I guess she took a long nap. But anyhow, okay, I think we should get to our final question and then the recap final question. So, you know very little about Sex and the City. You vaguely remember watching some of the early episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're leaping in later very half late. Of yeah. the final season.
Yeah.
What are you hoping that this episode will be like? Like, what would you like to see from this episode?
Mostly tits, but I'll,
safe bet.
You know,
safe. Definitely a very cool bet for that.
Okay.
I would put my money.
Hopefully none of the main characters' tits. I'd rather see some chick that they're jealous of. You know, some
that's
super hot smoking
much
chick.
That's doubtful.
Rarer.
Yeah.
See? Very rare.
Yeah.
I think you'd be more apt to put your bet on maybe like a lesbian, like in a sauna that they just happen to be in or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. That's not great then. You know,
if it's going to be outside of the four, the
it's not Game of Thrones tits, you know, Game of Thrones first season. So
I okay. feel like
I'm ready to, I can accept that disappointment, but it's okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. is there anything else like any specific, like, do you want to see someone take an emotional journey or someone have to like confront someone or is it just tits? If it's just tits, that's
it's
fine.
Just the tits.
But is there anything further than that, or no?
I remember that there was some dude that Sarah Jessica Parker was super into.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I assume he has a huge cock. Is that why you got that name? Or is he just...
That's the assumption.
Yeah. Okay.
They never say it overtly, but that's the assumption.
He's also like the whole package, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Big cock. Rich, classy, always wearing a suit.
90s, good looking.
3 a.m. when he gets out of bed.
Yeah, he just rolls out of bed with a glass of champagne and a cigar.
Yeah, I identify with that guy.
Into like a jacuzzi.
We're going to have to discuss that more later. I'd be very interested to discuss that. He just left to California a bit ago to because he bought his own vineyard.
Do you think maybe
I'm a lot like this guy.
You think he maybe told Carrie, call me Mr. Big? Or she gave him that name and he doesn't
she
know.
I like to think that they left that scene out to maintain the mystery.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be less sexy if you try to tell a girl any nickname that you might want
to
like start throwing out.
They have to give you that nickname.
They
Same as high school. If you try and force a nickname, you're fucked. That's the uncoolest thing of all. Okay, but so your only hope for this episode is tits.
I mean, yeah, I got a low bar, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I like that. I feel like we can meet this low bar.
He wants to watch porn, but the type that could be in front of his friends.
HBO porn.
I'm just saying, best case scenario, there's some tits in you.
Yeah, that is true. Like, that is always a good plus for an HBO show.
Yeah, it started with Dream On.
Mm-hmm.
And
just went from Arliss to and everywhere else.
That's right.
Okay, so let's just, I guess we don't have a recap.
So we're going to do one on the fly real quick. We're going to give you the short and dirty recap of what happened last episode. Do you feel ready, Wub?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm all lubed up and ready to go.
Yeah?
Spit it in.
Warmed up?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Short and dirty.
At the starting line?
Mm-hmm. So.
Stretch out those hammies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daryl!
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what happened on last week's episode of Sex and the City?
Well, so much shit happened. Carrie first met a brand new dude. She's off Burger's dick.
Yep.
She's like,
thank goodness.
I don't care about your post-it note breakup. I'm getting laid. And then she goes after this Russian dude named Alexander Postrovsky.
How did they meet? Is he like something important?
He's like an avant-garde artist.
Okay.
He does a lot of weird performance pieces out in the world. She gets invited to his little shindig at like 3 in the morning. And she's like, ooh, this is so fun because it's 3 a.m.
Yep, that sounds accurate.
What's... And then they get into it. And then Charlotte, she's, what's she up to?
As far as I remember, she's up to having a miscarriage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she just has the miscarriage. She was telling all the ladies, it's so fun that I'm pregnant for 3 weeks. Oops, it would be better if it was 4. And also 39. But she has a miscarriage. Super sad. I don't think any of them were surprised.
Well,
and
I think they were mainly just sad. There was a lot of crying and petting of the hair.
No, I do feel like there was some money exchanged. I did see, like, Sam Iantha pass some money to Miranda, and they just did, like, annoying, like...
But better... You have a miscarriage, then get, like, an autistic kid or something.
That's true. That is very true.
Like,
thanks,
she
love.
She didn't turn Jewish to have that. I'm not going to say that on a thing that's on the internet forever, but I already kind of did. But anyhow, so she had a miscarriage, and it was actually really heartbreaking, and if it was this episode, you would be alarmed by how real they played it.
Really?
In, like, a good way. But anyhow.
It's like Saving Private Ryan. You're, like,
it was, like, Sophie's choice, but Sophie didn't get a choice. She just got a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Tough choice.
That's a different movie, Sophie's Miscarriage.
Choice is taken care of for you. Anyhow.
God chose.
We never said any of this. Anyhow.
Okay, so
what
Miranda
happened with
also,
Miranda?
She got told the L word by her new boyfriend that's also a doctor for the Knicks.
Ooh, Dr. Reed. He said, I love you.
In the form of a cookie.
Ooh.
I literally did not know what you meant when you said the L word. I was like,
lesbians.
Yeah.
Like,
weird. It's this new word that you can't say around women.
Yeah, that's true. It's dangerous.
You can't. Yeah. They don't like it.
Well,
especially if it's to them.
Well, we can say it, but you can't.
Yeah.
That goes. I have a theory that like women like guys who have the ability to cry but never cry.
Yes.
Yes.
I could, but I'm not.
They never want to actually see you cry, but they would love they love the idea of it.
Right.
Know?
Mm-hmm. That you have the ability to.
Yeah,
I've never put my thumb on it so precisely. And I don't consider myself the most, like, feminine chick out there, obviously.
What?
But, like, yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like, I dig that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. I want you to feel like crying, but then hold it in.
Hold it
be
back!
Be manly. Mm-hmm. And I know, because I've done that many times.
Like Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. Anyway.
Anyhow, okay.
So,
Samantha.
Samantha, she is having, I don't know.
This was the Merkin episode.
Oh, right.
She found
where
a gray pussy hair.
Yes, that's true.
And then she freaked out because her 22-year-old boyfriend loves her pussy hair. So she tried to dye it all the same color, and then it turned out like Conan O'Brien orange.
Yes.
And then... she freaked out and she like flashed Carrie in a bathroom and she's like, look at it, it's ruined. And Carrie's like, what the fuck? Why are you doing this? And then she just shaved it and told her boyfriend. She was just like, Smith Jared. She was like, hey, I know this is your thing, but I'm an empowered woman, so I decided to shave it. And it's nothing to do with my fear of aging. She lied by omission.
By withholding certain truths. She did look like she had carrot top in between her legs, though.
We saw, you get, it's HBO, so you get to see it.
You get to see the Merkin.
And it is comically fake, but also comically orange. Mm.
Yes. Like, even if it wasn't, like, a natural color, like, what woman would have it that hairy?
Also, what hair dyeing company is like, yep, this is... women are in the market for
your bush only.
This is what they want.
Well, if you can vajazzle it, I think you can dye it. But yeah, that's the recap. All four ladies kind of hanging out with some men in one way or another.
What do you feel caught up, Wub?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I feel like I understand what's going on.
Yeah.
The inner workings of the characters. Yeah. Why did you open with I'm not afraid of it?
Make sure that everybody knew that.
Okay, there we go. I like it. I like it. I think we're going in with we're putting the right foot forward.
This is one of the only HBO shows that doesn't have a previously on.
Thanks, Daryl.
No problem. Full of great useless knowledge.
You know?
We need to know.
That's okay. Why we do these recaps. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Afterwards, we'll be talking all about this episode.
Okay. I'm the only one without headphones. I declined headphones. I just want to make that clear to all the listeners out there. That was my own choice.
I support you. Whenever any listener comes on.
That was a pregnant pause. That pause was like almost in labor. It was so pregnant.
Whenever anyone comes on and they're like, should I have the headphones? Shouldn't I? I'm like, Wub doesn't need them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you do, but like, I believe in the fact that Wub doesn't.
No. Do you use headphones with your podcast?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, for sure. Yeah.
Fair.
That makes it even more upsetting that you're not doing it now, but that's fine. That's cool.
It's not upsetting. I trust your judgment and your friendship.
Look, I got to keep everyone on their toes.
That's true.
You know, especially ballerinas.
Mm-hmm. Tap dancers.
People who are afraid of mice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People that have a weird Achilles tendon surgery.
Yep. Them definitely.
Okay, so let's get into this episode. Speaking of weird neuroses.
Yep.
The episode entitled what?
I forget.
You've got mail or something?
Something like that. Or the right mail or something like...
Something
on a play on words.
The right mail. It's just mail for mail. Like mail in the box versus...
Male
genitals in the box.
So Carrie's hanging out with the new boyfriend, Alexander Petrovsky.
Second only to the search for the perfect male is the search for the perfect fragrance.
Am I peppermint musk? Oh, no.
Ladies, I'm taking a lover. Yes, a lover. Alexander Petrovsky.
Wait, the old guy?
I beg your pardon. My lover is not old. He is worldly and wise and very sexy.
He is sexy.
Very. Yesterday, I almost did it with him on a park bench in front of children.
What stopped you?
Common decency.
Not bad.
Well, that and the fact that I'm not lover ready. I need a little bikini waxage.
Well, then snap to it. Don't play hard to get with a man who's hard to get. Maybe cucumber basil. Why would you want to smell like a salad?
I can't decide what I am.
What do you mean, not old? Charlotte emailed me his photo. Hello, 60.
He is in his lover-perfect early 50s.
That's a good age. They've been around the block and know how to use their cock.
Oh, you're riding now. And where did you get his picture?
I Googled him. I wanted Miranda to see your potential new boyfriend.
Not boyfriend, lover.
How long are you going to keep saying it like that?
Uncomfortable with my taking a lover?
Maybe he could be more than a lover.
Oh, jeez.
No, the only place this is going is Loverville.
Well, I could see it going somewhere.
Oh, please. Listen, half the time, I can't even understand him. We have nothing in common. He's in and out of Europe.
That could be good. Honey, you're not listening. She only wants him to be in and out of her.
Yes, but in a much less obvious sounding way.
How about pomegranate patchouli?
No, you need something classic, clean.
With just a hint of neurosis.
And she and him have a really sexy night. It's super awesome. But then, of course, she, being Carrie, decides to get in her head too much and go, what is this mean? Because I had one label, but as soon as we have sex after one time, I'm going to have a completely different label in mind.
I think it was also due to the fact that she came downstairs after her lover's evening, and without any warning, without him telling her, like, hey, my assistant will be here, or anything.
No, he leaves her a cool card instead.
Downstairs, and he's making pancakes, which, that's a plus in his direction. Like, good for him. Mm-hmm.
That he's making breakfast. You're already like, yep, yep.
Dude,
and it's a very clean place.
Making breakfast and making pancakes are two entirely different things.
Ah.
Pancakes are next level. You have to go through so much work to do breakfast and pancakes.
Even with Bisquick?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he knows what Bisquick is.
He's European.
Really? Mm-hmm. He's making it from scratch.
But anyhow, yeah. She comes down and he has like three different assistants there. And she's just like, hey, babe, what's up? And he's just like, oh, don't mind them, sit here, pancakes and da-da-da. And she's like, cool, I don't mind the cold and frightening stares from your assistants as though they've seen 60 other women in this position before, and they just don't care anymore. So then she's kind of thrown in a loop, and that's when she goes into, like, I'm thinking about taking him as a lover, because he doesn't seem like he could be any sort of conventional American boyfriend I could imagine.
I don't like how Carrie and Charlotte does this somewhat too, where they do these things that aren't them, that aren't like part of what they actually want to be as people or what they truly feel like, this is something I'm comfortable with. They do these outside things, and then they get also all like weirded out, like when they can't get to that, like, oh, maybe I'm not this person. You're like, yeah, you weren't from the get-go. Like, why'd you even try? Like, why'd you even assume you were this type of girl that could take a lover when you've never been this girl that could take a lover? Or should it be more like take a lava?
Wub, thoughts?
I don't understand logistically. Like, this bitch is coming downstairs. Like, she does not hear the fucking ruckus. It's not like a normal scene. Mm-mm. It's like three people conducting business, and they're fucking foreign, so they're loud as shit. You know?
They're definitely making...
Like, and they're not Japanese or anything, you know, like being all polite and
this
shit.
This is like they're Eastern... Like,
fuck, yeah, they're
Eastern
loud.
Bloc.
Eastern
yeah.
European.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and you can't trust them. I've said this a million times, you can't trust anyone from a dash cam country.
Mm-hmm.
So, you definitely can't trust those fuckers anyway. So, I don't even know why you would care about their opinion.
Right, right.
But, the fact that she didn't hear him... He did mislead her a little bit because he put the note there that said, like, I'm making breakfast. But it didn't say any more than that. And if a chick did that, everyone would be like, oh, well, she didn't say any more than just I'm making breakfast. So why did you think it was anything more than that?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
She comes down like a dumbass in a shirt.
Do you want to ask me real quick, either of you, if I do that all the time to my male lovers?
Do you make
them a note that says I'm making breakfast, but deny to them the knowledge of any assistants I have working with me downstairs while I do it?
I don't think you would do that. I'm just going to come out and say that because.
But have I?
That's the thing, though, is that should the note have included, like, oh, by the way, Helga, Boris, and Natasha are going to be like trading stocks?
No,
down there, like,
because it was romantic to begin with to leave the note. What's he gonna fucking put some shit on there that's like, hey, also PS, my assistants are downstairs?
That's what I'm saying. He should have done that. Yeah,
I'm just saying, you brought up if a woman did this. Uh-huh. And I'm asking,
have you done it? That's what you're asking.
Yes,
yourself. You've done it.
Yes.
What did the note say? I'm making
breakfast. I have 12 to 18 assistants downstairs, and they are all servicing me sexually because you fell asleep. But there's breakfast.
I totally respect that move.
Thank you.
I completely respect it. You gotta tell them. If they couldn't...
It's a skill.
If someone can't fulfill you, you have to tell them. Because when you don't, it becomes a problem.
I think honesty is the most important thing.
I mean, it's probably not as important as, like, not cheating, but it's up there.
But if you're honest about cheating, you can just call it a day.
Well, that's, yeah, it would be nice.
Didn't work.
But,
I'm sad. Oh, well.
It's like,
that's what that chick did. The other one, the hoe, the super hoe. Samantha chick.
Samantha, yeah. Oh, my God. She fucked some guy.
Let's
get into Samantha's, because I feel like we're jumping the gun a little bit. Carrie feels weird about her current potential man, but Samantha is with Smith Jared, her lovely boy toy, and they go to some party thing in New York.
It's a club.
Yep.
Some hotel, like, yeah, right. Hotel opening or something. I don't know.
And this guy looks like Shaun White or something like that, right? Like he's a snowboarder.
Yeah, non-ginger, like, Shaun White, yeah. For sure.
He's with me.
I'm sorry. Richard Wright.
Smith Jared.
Let's get some drinks, shall we?
Anything to
here we go.
So, how long have you been babysitting?
Said the man hosting the teen posse party.
Don't rub it in. Hotels have to stay hip. So I have to bend over backwards, tongue the taints of these trendy little piss ants.
Well, you look good.
That's because I'm looking at you, gorgeous. Two more scotch rocks.
What's up?
Can I get you a scotch?
No, thanks, man. I'm in AA.
You kids today.
So how do you two know each other?
We used to go out.
And then I fucked it up royally and lost the best thing I ever had.
Oh my God, Smithy! You have to come. Polly is snotting pretzels out of his nose.
You have to come. It's fucking hilarious.
Come on. Polly, do it again.
Polly is snotting pretzels out his nose.
Fuck you.
Yeah. A blonde Shaun White.
Exactly. It is her ex. They are all there together, and Smith doesn't get it. He's like, how do you know her? And the ex is like, used to fuck her.
He should assume that any guy that talks to Samantha used to fuck her.
It's a safe bet.
Mm-hmm. Any guy who doesn't even talk to her used to fuck her. I mean, she's a hoe. Yeah. She's a super hoe.
And we love it, but it's pretty true.
She's complained about fucking all the men in New York and not having enough men to fuck more.
I think,
like, she's ran out.
I did feel like that was the least realistic part of the story, where this guy, like, the dude,
Richard.
I don't know. The
Dexter's dad.
The young guy
that's Smith.
Okay, I felt like it's just not really that believable that he's that smitten by this chick. I don't know. I don't know anything about them, but it doesn't seem like convincing to me. Like,
he's been around for I wouldn't say at least a season and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, he's
they've had
been
their tops and
for
their ups and downs, though. Like, where she has dealt with the age thing and, like, hey, we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Then she gets all jealous and wants to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and then
I just don't get why he even be into her. Like,
they're both sexual deviants. That's how I see it.
I think also she has helped him.
Sexual deviant?
Yeah. Oh, yes, okay. He is. With her, yes.
What are they doing?
They've done a lot of role playing.
Just weird, like,
that's not that deviant.
But in the early 2000s, it's pretty exciting.
They killed a homeless man together and fucked on its corpse.
Well,
they stole identities together.
See, now you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Some credit cards, some visas.
Way hotter than, like, I mean, that's real role playing.
Yeah,
you switch identities.
They started talking to Bernie Madoff.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, see? Like way before it was like cool to talk to him.
Okay, so they're a little deviant. That's more believable.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, role playing being like, I'm the evil. I don't know what are
they would do it in public.
No. I want to hear your version.
Yeah.
Club? Okay.
Yeah,
so
let's break it down.
Let's do this real quick.
Yeah.
Daryl, you can be whatever sub to whatever.
Okay.
Wub says as Dom, you're setting up this scenario. No, you started it. You're the evil something. You never got to.
What I'm saying is.
No, I know what you're saying, but let's act it out right now.
I'm saying.
What would you say to Daryl? Or call him like Darlene or something.
I would say, please, there. You must know someone hotter that we can call.
Because
there's no way I'm fucking a woman with a beard.
Mm. Okay, okay.
I don't even fuck a woman with a mustache.
I don't care. It can be me. It can be the cat. Who cares?
Yeah, what if I shave my beard?
If you had to do your psychological vision of how tame role-playing is, what is it?
Oh, it's probably something like, oh, I've been the bad fucking, teacher. The bad student or something.
Right.
Not the teacher. The teacher's...
I've been the bad student.
Right. And then the teacher's like, oh, I've got a,
midterm?
You have been bad.
Daryl, you had your chance.
On this test, you got an F for fucking and a D for D's nuts or I don't know,
so
or a C
like
for the cunt I'm about to fuck. And I don't know where this goes, but, B for boobs, A for ass, somewhere, plus my dick.
I appreciate you looking at it like a producer. You're looking for, what, I know things didn't work out, but what opportunities do we see?
Mm-hmm.
Many of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm horny.
Thank God somebody...
So I'm the only one in the room who was uncomfortable with you. It's fine.
All right. Well, then Samantha's, hanging out with the younger dude. Mm-hmm. But then also meets Richard. Callback from a few episodes ago. Back in the day, she used to date him. He cheated on her. Then it was Dunsville. Now he's back. But then also she was talking about how she wanted a man, not a boy.
Yeah, she's kind of in her head again. But
She self-sabotages, for sure.
Yeah, and she does it all the way this episode where she feels threatened by Smith's, being surrounded by young, essentially fan types, kind of. Because
right.
he has
Groupies.
Been for a while. And this is just another scenario with it. And then Richard's like, hey, how about I put it in your butt? And she's like, I guess so. This is probably what I deserve. And not in a good way, but in a Samantha.
Maybe.
Definitely.
I feel like in this, if it was shot in this day and age, she'd be on her phone still as they were boning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they had flip phones back then.
She could have been playing Snake.
Instagram story in it.
That's no Instagram, just Snake.
Or Tetris, maybe.
Or Tetris. But anyhow.
So she's hanging out, but then she regrets, obviously, boning. And then in a weird way, Smith kind of already is like, yeah, I know you're going to regret this. I'm going to wait down. I'm not going to tell you to not do it, but also... I'm gonna understand when you do it.
That is the most ridiculous shit ever.
Would do that? What dude is just gonna wait while this other guy bones your chick?
I feel like it's maybe not from the life perspective, but from the TV writer perspective. There's something to the whole him having been an alcoholic and then being sober thing
right.
to it. Because I think it's that thing of it works out much better in TV. In life, but in TV, then it's that thing of I've been down this road and you're right. drinking, whether it's healthy or unhealthy or whatever. But I know how it gets and I know how self-destruction works and I still care about you as a person.
But that's the thing. He should have been like, let's go to a Sex Anonymous meeting tomorrow or whatever and deal with your sex addiction, you know, whatever. But they don't.
Sex addiction.
I don't think they like calling it addiction anymore. I think addiction's a bad word now. I think they like it's more like you struggle with this issue.
I haven't heard that yet. But anyhow.
Orwell over here.
He's
trying to get into doublespeak. New speak.
Point being, though, we're not here to talk about Orwell or Daryl.
Oh, we're definitely not here to talk about Orwell. We're talking about Sex in the City.
Issues with women or Daryl's issues with identifying with his own sexuality, which is attraction to men. But anyhow,
true.
We're here to talk about Sex in the City. Yeah. And in this episode, that like it was unbelievable, but it did feel like a TV trope to me. It felt like one of those things where it's like, that's. You just got fucked by the dude who, like, appeared out of nowhere but was the dude for you. But this is the guy who stuck around and was still like, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll give it that.
And I don't understand. What's the plot line of the other chick with Mario Cantone in there?
Oh,
Charlotte.
Charlotte. She's trying to apply for a job in some sort of blind institution.
Yeah, it's
that's where we're getting to.
I don't know what they're trying to do. Make this into Kramer?
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense to me.
We're going to give her a blind mask, or we're going to give her a multicolored fur coat.
Mm-hmm. Or perfume. Perfume forever.
Perfume was a big thing in this episode as well. Instead of going to have brunch, they were getting sprayed on by a lot of different women.
Do you wear perfume ever?
No.
I don't wear deodorant as much as I should.
So maybe you should wear perfume.
I forget sometimes. And I never know until like 2 hours into the workday, and I'm like, it's one of those.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like when I am single,
I don't think I'm doing this right.
Deodorant.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think you should forget that.
It takes practice. But thank you. Wish you luck in it in the future, and I hope, you know, with hard work you nail it.
Thank you. I want to hear about Daryl's thing I cut him off from, because I think it'll make me feel better.
I just feel like I shower and smell good way less when I'm single. You know, when I'm with somebody or when I'm trying to impress somebody, that's when I'll be like showering every day and like putting on deodorant and all that stuff. But now that I notice with being single, I'm like, twice a week's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, that seems excessive.
I bet you appreciate that.
I try not to notice.
Do I smell? Am I
I mean, not for nothing, but you know, it could say bathe over this one instead of shit. I'm just saying.
I feel like we do a lot more shitting.
The listeners can't see that, but, you know.
But there is a sign over our kitchen that says eat, and there's one over the bathroom that says shit, because we're sassy motherfuckers. But
yeah, you never eat where you shit.
You know, it's I'm always good so long as Daryl bathes more than I do. And he always does.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
There you go. So
bad for society, but good for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Charlotte is hanging out with a blind mask or like a... She goes to the interview, and then the interviewers are like, hang out with this stupid shade over your eyes and pretend to be blind for a little bit. Nobody's going to be finding that weird.
And I'm not really allowed to try and get pregnant again for another 2 months.
So you said.
And I thought I have all this time on my hands to volunteer.
Okay. Working as a guide for a visually impaired person is a serious undertaking. We suggest all our potential volunteers go to a public place like a park or a department store with a friend and let him or her lead you around blindfolded.
Blindfolded?
Yeah. Try not to take the blindfold off, no matter how uncomfortable you feel, and you'll begin to get a sense of what it's like not to be able to rely on your sight. Okay. Bye.
This is exactly like Miranda making our fair lead, Carrie, you know, the friggin' godmother to her child, where it's like, let's settle you with this responsibility, despite the fact we know that you are neither willing nor able to deal with it. Charlotte's like, I'm blind. Who do I go with? Miranda. Every time, go with Miranda.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
It's going to be Carrie. Carrie's my bestie. I want to get left alone in the mall, scared and blind by Carrie.
And then, of course, when she does get failed by Carrie, she just sees her in the shoe department and is like, oh, what a rascal, that Carrie.
She can't resist a shoe sale.
Not like, hey, I gave you one thing to do and you didn't do it, bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah, I agree. She's a piece of shit. I mean, yes. Bring her in front of, you know, she should get on the train first, you know, ahead of the retards and the gays and whoever else we put on those.
In Charlotte's defense, she probably shouldn't have, like, asked her to do it in the first place because it was a stupid thing to do at the beginning.
Yeah, I agree. She was asking for it. It's like when a chick is wearing a, you know, a skirt that's too short or whatever. We all know what's going on. We read the signs.
I saw the sign.
Warning for all the listeners. This is wildly ironic. Wildly so. Dangerously so. We're comedians. We say these things.
I assume that people knew we were comedians.
Yes.
But, you know,
I mean,
I hope so.
Nobody has yelled out, "You're such a Sex and the City podcast" at one of my shows, but I assume they're all fans.
Yeah. Well, someday.
Someday. It's going to be a slow burn.
We have a large but non-vocal fan base.
So,
which is how we like women.
Charlotte really didn't do much more than, like, yeah, just go blind for a minute. But then we have Miranda. She's getting Awkward City population, her and Steve, with the ex-boyfriend, Dr. Leeds.
The only thing more uncomfortable than a bikini wax is an elevator ride with an ex. Luckily, Miranda had figured out a way to avoid that. Unfortunately, Robert had also.
Robert, hi. Okay, I guess I deserve that. Robert, I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you. Steve and I just fell back in love.
Oh. And so what was that, your little halftime show?
What? Not at all. I never thought that Steve and I would get back together, or I never would have started up with you. I hope you understand that.
Well, I'll try. And I hope you understand when you get my bill.
Your bill?
Yeah, my bill. For services rendered. You know, my stud fee.
Robert, come on.
No. Hey, it's cool. I got you a singing. You're a busy working mother. Too tired to go out and eat, call Hunan Kitchen. Too tired to go out and fuck, call Robert.
That's not true.
Sure it is. Fast food, fast fuck.
You were not a fast fuck.
No, you're right. I wasn't. I was slow, nice and slow. Just the way you liked it. Ooh, Robert. Ooh. Yes! Ooh, Robert. Oh, God. Robert. Ooh. No man has ever been in this deep.
So they start having a bunch of awkward interactions between each other, and then they decide to have some sort of, like, schedule on who can use what, stairs or elevator.
Yeah, they really are, like, making a point that this dude is black, too.
Definitely.
Because they, like, make it all about, like, how he's fucking her. You know,
and then he has a huge dick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Okay, cool. And the dude then is later seen with two chicks in his apartment.
One is black, one is Asian.
Yeah, he's definitely international cock and all over the place.
I'd call that a Blasian combo.
For sure, yeah. And he...
Offensive, but they, anyhow.
A made-up word is offensive. Okay, go.
But yeah, like I don't know that story. See, I didn't really get that story because, you know, I don't know enough about the way that yeah. cuck that she's with, the one that fucked her and gave her the baby.
Steve.
Yeah, because he's all cucked to hell.
And, hey, guys, I'm a cuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to think that my TV was broken by you, but then see that you're with two women, and then put my head down
but
in shame.
But who broke the TV?
Who okay. did break the TV?
I'm just saying, find out.
Statistically.
It is the...
I didn't say that. So,
what were you
nobody
about
said
to say,
that.
Daryl?
I was no. going to say it's usually doctors.
Yeah, they're the ones that are most prone to drug abuse
yep.
and television abuse.
I'm not sure if that's how those numbers work out, but we will not investigate further so long as it ends here.
Well, you know, I have heard of a couple of doctors that were pretty violent. You know, Dr. Dre.
Yep.
Dr. Kevorkian.
Dr. J.
Yeah, Dr. Kevorkian. He really knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she kind of confronts him. He's also like, yeah, like give her this weird like, oh, you like this big dick? Like, I'm going to kind of reenact our last hanging out. And she turns it into like he was really rude, which I'm sure he was.
Yeah, and she's basically lying to her fucking her cuck baby daddy, where she's like,
"Yep,
oh, this guy still wants my pussy because it's so fucking good."
Right,
and then the guy's like, "Yeah, I totally believe that because your pussy is so fucking good." And then he goes after
so
him.
Fucking good, it popped my child out of it, and I love it forever now.
Mm-hmm. Which I do think is a good sign that your pussy might be good if somebody accidentally got you pregnant. It is like a sign, like, oh, somebody couldn't stop from coming in you. Like, that's a good sign. I mean, somebody was trying, you know. And they pulled it off. But, anyway,
he confronts him and then basically sees the bitches and then goes like, oh, wait.
It's you're clearly having a threesome. You don't give that much of a fuck.
Right. Yeah. But then he just comes back to her.
And then tells her, oh, yeah, I set him straight. He's going to not buy us a TV, but I told him what for.
I really think the whole thing is just a commentary of gay men about straight men. That the entire episode is about gay men's perception of how like lame and weak straight men are.
Yep.
Where like you know, the guy's sitting there and he's just like, oh, I'm just going to watch my girl get fucked by some fucking, you know, alpha male guy. And then I'm just going to sit there and be like, okay.
I guess I'm into it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. Was that one of the role play things they did?
Nope.
No, it wasn't.
Get fucked by an older dude while I just sit in the waiting room?
Right. That was brand new to him, you know, and he's fucking...
like, I don't like this role play.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was into this, and I still don't realize that I'm into this while it's happening.
I didn't also like the bartender making fun of me most of the night.
Yeah, he just sat there. You can imagine all the chicks walking by there who were trying to fuck him, and he's like, no.
I'm like, no.
I'm getting off in my own way.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for this 45-year-old. I mean, she says she's 45.
Yeah,
but
she's really like, she's definitely getting AARP.
I'm getting off in my own way that mainly makes me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tears are a good lube.
Mm-hmm.
No, they aren't.
Emotional lube.
Yeah, they lube up your feelings. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I think all four girls have been kind of touched on.
We gotta get to fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Fashion.
Yeah, let's do
what
fashion.
What did we think of the fashion for this episode?
So many great things. Obviously, right off the bat, when and Carrie and Alexander were like on their first date or whatever.
Yes.
They were wearing some weird. It was like, I don't know what material it was.
It's like he had a crushed velvet loose scarf and she had a different color of crushed velvet jacket.
Yeah. And then like some weird vinyl like pants or something like that. Like
it was very, it was very artsy. I could believe that he was an artist from
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Like, somebody, they chose those outfits because they knew they were going out. Like, they were like, I gotta do this. Like, I'm not gonna just, like, wear normal jeans and a t-shirt. It's like, no, fuck this.
His jacket was too loose even for that time period.
He's wearing a lot of interesting outfits.
He's wearing that thing.
It proves how avant-garde he is.
No, but I think he would have been different than that. Like, that looks like... It doesn't look avant-garde to me.
What do you think he should have really looked like?
Like, it's almost like... it was like off the rack, you know, on sale, Banana Republic. I couldn't get it. And by the way, I love Banana Republic. Other shit always fits me. If Banana Republic is listening, you can sponsor my podcast, We Three Trolls. So just go out there and get that.
Well, obviously you three would look great in Banana Republic.
I personally would. I don't know about the other two, but that's fine.
Who gives a shit about them? Yeah. Anyhow.
Okay, so...
I'm just saying, the fashion-wise, and then we had, as, you know, not to repeat a joke I already said, but Mario Cantone was dressed as Andrew Dice Gay on there.
Yes. Because
he was wearing this fucking leather jacket, like, kind of weird thing.
And he was looking like a tough boy. Like some, you know, like a...
Just exactly those words. I don't think you can do it better than a tough boy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, got it right the first time, Daryl.
He was like an extra in like Grease. Mm-hmm. But I feel like also I like the idea of the velour tracksuit that Dr. Leeds was wearing when they interacted in the that's staircase.
True. I loved that.
Such a cool, like.
I felt it could have used a chain easily. Or something, but
okay. I feel like that's a modern sensibility. Because he is a doctor, you know?
He did have a beanie on.
What kind of doctor is he?
Doctor for the Knicks. Yeah. He's a sports medicine doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He deals with pulled hamstrings and girls that fall from not getting caught.
Mainly pulled hamstrings.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cheerleading has a lot of accidents. Anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah, we mostly have... solved by abortion, but okay.
Well, you know, some states are different than others, but anyhow, so not to go in deeper than that.
Also have...
We had that nice street scene with Samantha and Carrie, where they both had confusing outfits.
Yes.
Samantha had this clearly very fancy top that like went way in and like then black... went around her neck. Like it was like a ball gown type top.
Yeah.
And then she had a real weird yellow jacket over it. And then leather. Carrie.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Carrie, as her partner in crime, had a weird lacy nightgown type top. But then it was covered with like another white knit sweater, kind of like a grandmothery thing, and you're like,
she loves layers.
Like a cardigan.
What is happening?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's definitely like an Afghan or a cardigan, some sort of knit something.
It was nonsense. It was just also a whole bunch of nonsense.
Yeah,
no, none of the colors made sense. I don't know shit about clothing. I mean, no one can see this, but. I don't know anything about clothing.
I'm sure from your voice they can imagine.
Yeah. I did find it weird that you are naked right now.
I don't judge.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just feel freer that way.
Right.
So, you know.
I'm not going to judge. Yeah, like it is.
Yeah, I said I don't know anything about fashion. I don't wear clothes.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand what was going on there with the color choices. Like the one bitch, what was... what's the redhead's name?
Miranda,
yeah.
Miranda is wearing she's wearing a purple, like, double-breasted coat with a green skirt, like mini skirt.
And it's also,
or something. Joker colors. I would do this on purpose to be stupid, but I wouldn't do it to be, like, sexy.
Yeah, or fashionable.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing about fashion that we just
all
never
the colors
get.
Were messed up in there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of colors.
There has to be weird juxtaposition. It has to be, like, clashing. There's no, like, oh, this goes with this. This is matching with this. It's like, no, it has to not match. Suit.
And that was just all brown, which looked... That is, I mean, okay, that's fine.
But that's men. Men always try to do that. Like, you're never going to see a suit where, like, you know, the pants are stripes and then, like, the top is polka dots. Like, unless it's a novelty suit. You're not doing that on purpose.
Yeah, but how cool would that suit be if they pulled it off?
I mean, I guess it would be cool, but also I feel like a lot of people would think I was Stanford.
Yeah, or Joker, and you're going to kill a talk show host or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Which is still fun. Mm-hmm.
Let's not be in favor of that. Let's...
Should we also say that...
stand in favor of our talk show hosts.
Should we say that Carrie getting waxed is part of the fashion?
Oh, I guess so. Is it?
I felt weird that it was automatically a Russian chick who was waxing her.
Right.
When she'd so clearly be Filipino.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I think that definitely took me out of the scene.
Yeah.
Okay, so final thoughts after this fashion and all these things that you saw these ladies do. Wub, what are you going to take from this?
Well, I mean, the one thing that I did mention that I wanted to see, which was tits, I did end up seeing, but they were, like, older tits. It wasn't the tits that I was looking for, but, you know, we don't always get the tits that we want out there.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes that's true. You get the tits that you get, and I'm not even a tit guy, but I just figured they're not going to show ass on it.
So was that a Rolling Stones song?
I'm not a tit guy.
You can't always get the tits you want.
Oh,
but if you try,
it could have been, or
you get the tits what you need,
the Beatles or something. But I definitely won't watch another episode. You know,
I'm not
gonna until you're on the podcast again.
Yeah, unless you bring me back,
right?
I'm not gonna be watching another episode.
Well, there's only four or five left, so I mean,
see, it's so. What am I gonna do? Go back? I watched the whole first season of Breaking Bad, and then was like, all right, whatever.
This show isn't Breaking Bad.
No, no.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying give it more of a chance, because maybe the payoff will be different and not better, but better. I don't know.
What if instead of Sarah Jessica Parker, it was starring Bryan Cranston instead?
And he never shows his boobs.
Mm-hmm.
It would be equally believable, I feel, as this one was.
I would love to see his scenes with Mr. Big.
Because he can act his ass off.
I know. Yeah. I could see him being a sassy woman.
Okay. Daryl, final thoughts on the episode. What'd you think?
I love the episode overall. Charlotte's episode, like, story could have gone to the wayside. I also liked Samantha's arc. I kind of think that it shows definitely who she is, really kind of in the deep down nether regions of her soul, like where she is, like, in a weird way, she was like, she knew she was doing it wrong, but it was like this weird sex addiction type thing. Like, I'm just going to fall into my normal patterns, even though I don't want to do these things that I always do. I like that. It kind of gave her more depth. But also totally unbelievable from Smith's reaction. But I also like Carrie. I don't know, though. I'll strike that. I don't like Carrie at all. She's super neurotic, definitely wondering like where it's gonna go right after one date. No? Okay.
it's your reaction to the episode, not mine.
Also, I feel like
you have your own opinion, it's fine. You can think whatever you want.
It's not fine. I'm just saying,
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, Yeah, I didn't have a problem with Carrie, no, but, you know. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
Never be sorry, Wub.
Yeah, never say
we
sorry.
We are lucky to have you in our presence. Thank you. We're lucky to have you in our lives.
Thank you. I feel everybody should feel that way. And I appreciate you vocalizing it.
Those who don't are idiots.
Yeah.
Or they just don't have enough of you. I don't know. But they'll figure it out. Mm-hmm.
What are
one day when it's too late and they can't have you back.
So what are your final thoughts, April?
I liked it. I thought it was a very middle ground episode. You know, not amazing. Not like super light and fluffy. I liked Samantha's thing. And I know it's not the most realistic, but I like the juxtaposition of her just playing out sort of her role and fucking Richard, but then Smith Jared still being, like, I like the TV style juxtaposition they had there. Carrie was fine. She was just Carrie. It was just like, I don't think this is working out. And you're like, it's not. And then it doesn't. And she's like, it didn't work out. And you're like, yeah, it didn't.
Self-sabotager, she's like, is that what she is?
She's many things, but is one of them. Oh. Yeah. But we still love her. And Miranda, wacky but fun. Charlotte, also wacky but fun. So it was a good time overall.
Definitely. So, Wub?
Yeah.
Throw out that social media. Do you want to plug anything?
I have a podcast called We Three Trolls. I record it in the basement of the Comedy Store with Joseph P. Larkin and Rozafa Leshy. It's fun. We talk shit about anything that we want. And haven't been banned yet, although we did get a light ban on Facebook once, but that would make me affected.
I think that makes you just cooler.
Spicy.
Yeah. And my Instagram is wubsadaisy, but you can also...
Oh, that's fun. Guys, we're getting down to this wire. I don't know what we're going to do when we get to the end, but you'll find out soon enough.
Yep, I think we have 3 more episodes to go after this one.
Yep.
Wow.
And then 2 movies. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what those entail, but coming towards the end.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you
for being on.
Definitely. Come back in the next 2 episodes.
We want you back in the next 2 episodes.